I'm sitting here, well, remotely, with Nicole Matthews. Nicole is an event organizer for Tech the Halls. Hi, Nicole.
Hi, Mandy. How's it going?
Good. How are you?
Good. Excited to be here.
It's been a while since I saw you at Coder Conference. You did the great job recruiting everybody to come in and talk to me.
Thanks. Yeah. I was like walking around the event like, I know that you want to get on this podcast. Come on.
But then we just figured out that you didn't do it yourself.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. So I guess it's my turn now.
It's your turn.
Yay.
Anyway, so how long have you been affiliated with DC Web Women and more specifically Tech the Halls?
Yeah. So I actually joined DC Web Women back in October 2013. I went back to school for communication design with a specialization in interactive design. So the program really focused on graphic and web. And I just wanted a way to meet professionals in the web design space. So I just remember one day at work and I honestly like Googled, you know, like tech meetups or women in tech or something along those lines, and came across DC Web Women. And it just turned out that they actually had a Reload networking event that night. So anyway, I kind of like went. Ended up introducing myself to Sybil Edwards, who is our president, as well as Estella Rueda, who was our former steering committee director. And we just kind of hit it off. Like, I definitely instantly connected with them. I remember telling them that I was really interested in getting involved and meeting other women in tech and whatnot. So they told me, you know, if you're serious, come to our next event. We can talk a little bit more specifically about what you're looking to do, and we'll go from there. And so kind of from there, it was like the rest was history. That was in October, and I pretty much jumped on board and started helping and started planning it was their second Tech the Halls event, and actually like my first, and jumped in and planned it at Coco Sala in D.C. And then since then, I've really been the project manager on that event for the past 4 years. And it's just been a really awesome experience. Like, I've honestly loved working with them as well as the other women that are affiliated with it. It's really provided me with some really great like leadership skills as I took on the director of events role, and then just making a ton of professional contacts and, you know, whatnot. So the rest is kind of history from there. But yeah, so I've been with DC Web Women since 2013.
That's really awesome. So what keeps you motivated?
So I would say definitely like all the reasons I just mentioned and then some. At the time when I joined DC Web Women, I went back to school. My bachelor's degree is in marketing. But at the time I was in a position where my job wasn't really fulfilling. It wasn't utilizing my skills, and I was working in a pretty toxic environment. And I also really had no opportunity for growth there. So DC Web Women really provided me with some real life hands-on opportunities where I could grow my skills. It was an outlet to find my career path, which I've been doing some events planning, and it just kind of grew from there. So events planning and event marketing. And then, you know, also just having the opportunity to attend some of the CodeHer workshops and conferences and stuff, and also just evolving with the tech scene and learning those more technical skills that I wasn't getting out of my career position. So I honestly can't say enough about the positive experiences I've encountered with them. And then also just the great group of women that I work with, like the community feeling that DC Web Women has is amazing. You know, it's a really strong group of women that are super intelligent. They're innovative. What's nice is they're super supportive and they're empowering, and they're there to support each other. And that's like some of the best things that I love about it, because everyone's always open to new ideas and encouraging you. And just, you know, if you want to take on something or develop skills in other aspects of your career, they're like, hey, take on this volunteer position or try this out, do the marketing. And, you know, you can actually build those real life skills in an environment where it's non-threatening.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. When I came to that conference, because unfortunately where I live, in York, Pennsylvania, there's not a very big tech meetup scene. I came and I look at Baltimore and Washington, Philadelphia, but that's still kind of a hike for me. But when I came to CodeHer conference and met y'all and Sybil and everybody else, I was like blown away by how welcoming, and I felt right at home. And that's what I want to feel in the tech world. And I don't come from a tech background. I didn't go to college for tech. I just kind of fell into tech and worked my way up in the field. And I am here now, but I love having such supportive groups of women, even remotely, that I can just talk to in various Slack channels or via email, or when I get to come down for events like I will be when I come to Tech the Halls.
Yeah, no, and I couldn't agree more. And that's, you know, I think a lot of people in our generation didn't necessarily go to school directly for a STEM career, but it is kind of like you said, like I totally fell into it as well. And I think most of the women that I've met are kind of in the same situation, but it's really nice that everyone's in there and supportive, like you said. So
yeah, I'm so lucky. Like I never, if you would have asked me in high school or college, like, what do you see yourself doing? And I never thought it would be this, but like every day I wake up and I like do work and I work from home and I'm like, I didn't think that was possible before this. Like,
right.
I'm so happy to be where I am in tech, and it's just such an amazing opportunity. And I try to give my daughter the same kinds of, like, I try to give her advice and not push her towards tech, but show her it's there so that she knows, like, there are these opportunities that I wish I known I had if I would have, you know, gone more for it. But I didn't, because in high school, tech was very male dominated and male focused. And, you know, not that that's a bad thing, but I just didn't think it was for women. And now there's just this shift in, no, tech is for everyone. You don't have to be a man to be in tech. Like, I'm like, oh, wow, this is cool.
Right. Yeah, no, I agree. And honestly, for me, like in high school and stuff, I don't think that tech careers were really encouraged at all, at least in the high school that I went to. So it was one of those things that I kind of found out as an adult, just in my like life, you know, and like meeting people and whatnot, and was like, oh, this is like a new thing. Not to mention that everything now is moving online, it's digital. And being that I was in marketing, it just kind of made sense too to go back to school for that and just learn some of the basic like technical skills that I was going to need.
Yeah, I went to college for professional writing. In high school, we had computer classes and stuff, but I don't think it was ever specifically said like, hey, you can make a career doing this.
Right. Same.
So Tech the Halls, like how many people are we expecting this year and who can we expect to see at the event?
What's awesome about Tech the Halls is the momentum definitely just continues to grow. This year, we're actually hosting it at iStrategy Lab, which is also pretty nice because it's, you know, still within our tech community. They're a digital marketing agency in DC, and we're looking to have over 200 attendees. So it's great. I'm really excited about it. And the other thing is our attendee list is super diverse. There's really no one size fits all for the individuals who make up the tech scene. So you'll see people that fit the roles of entrepreneurs, startup founders, designers, developers, marketers, strategists, tech enthusiasts, you know, as well as a number of others. So it's really one of those events where I feel like you can come in feeling super comfortable, even if your direct role right now is not tech related. Maybe it's the next position that you're looking to get into. Hey, we have recruiters there and hiring managers. It's the perfect place for you to come and try to land that next position and just, you know, get to meet some of those people one-on-one.
Yeah, I will say when I went to CoderConf, which was also run by DC Web Women, who also runs Tech the Halls, that's like with the common thread that we have here. I was like so blown away that it was like the first tech conference that I ever went to that I didn't feel like an imposter for being there because I wasn't a coder.
Right, exactly.
I always felt like at other conferences I'd be like, well, I'm not a coder. And they're like, oh, okay. And then they go talk to somebody else. And then like I said that at a couple of times at the conference, they're like, oh, me neither. And I'm like, oh, really? So you don't have to be a coder or a software developer to be in tech. Like, and honestly, up until this year, I didn't feel that way. I felt like I was like in tech, but I didn't really belong here. And I was just kind of trying to fake it till I made it kind of thing.
Right.
But like, I really feel that these conferences and these meetups and stuff are so inclusive towards, you know, not just women or, you know, people of other races or gender, non-binary. It's for people who aren't, you know, necessarily making money off being like software developers and coders, which is so refreshing.
Yeah, agreed. And like, I can say the same thing even at CodeHer. I was in one of the workshops with a group of women, and just hearing them, it was pretty reassuring, like knowing that they also had some of the similar challenges that I've faced, being that I didn't come from a super technical background or anything, and just like how they kind of fell into it and like what they've been doing since then and how they're developing skills and building their network and everything. But like you're saying, I mean, none of them fit your typical, I'm a developer, I'm a robotics engineer, I'm, you know, one of these like roles that are like clearly tech defined. And I think that's also one of the awesome benefits of joining DC Web Women or another like very similar organization, because it does bring in like a pretty diverse group where you find like your niche. You find people that, you know, even if you don't specialize in one thing, maybe you're looking to do a startup or start a partnership, and you meet a friend or someone there that has those other skills that maybe you're lacking, that you complement each other. So it's definitely such a cool experience for things like that. And trust me, when I first got into DC Web Women, I remember some of this stuff felt like a whole nother language. I was like, Ruby Rails, what is that?
I thought it was a gemstone. I was like, that's my daughter's birthstone.
Exactly. Same here. And I was just like, okay, I'm going to keep my comments to myself. So I totally can relate and I get it. And I will be the first person to say, like, I definitely, you know, came in at first feeling a little hesitant, but I feel super comfortable, and I really encourage people to come out to our events. And I think that they will find that same welcoming sense of community.
There's nothing worse than feeling like you're going to walk into a place and have no idea what everybody's talking about.
You're right.
This community is so laid back. Really, like, I can't say enough. You don't have to be a coder to be in tech.
Right.
And you're not going to feel lost, and don't feel like you don't have something to contribute or your conversation points aren't valuable, because they are. Because like, you can meet other people that compliment you, and you know, you never know.
Yeah, exactly. You never know where it's going to lead. So it's awesome.
So what are some of the unique aspects of Tech the Halls for this year?
This year, we've brought in a ton of new ideas and energy and creativity, because our whole Tech the Halls planning team has expanded, which has been awesome. So first, we actually recently confirmed a highly respected innovation enthusiast in the DMV to keynote, who is Param Jaggi. Param is the CEO of Hatch, a software development company. He has a really impressive career. He's only 21, and yet he's been featured in Forbes 30 Under 30 twice, CNN, The Next List, Popular Science, Top High School Inventor, Dallas Morning News, Texan of the Year nominee, and a number of other accolades under his belt. So that, to kick it off, I think is going to be a really cool opportunity. I will for sure let him like tell his whole, you know, story and everything. I don't want to get too much into it, but I'm definitely excited to hear from him. Additionally, since Tech the Halls falls right in the middle of the holiday season, it really only made sense to include a philanthropic partner and give back to our local community. So for the first time with Tech the Halls, we're actually going to do a clothing drive that'll benefit Thrive DC. Thrive DC is a local nonprofit. They provide vulnerable individuals with a comprehensive range of services to help stabilize their lives. So we're actually asking attendees to bring in new women's underwear, new men's boxers, sweatpants, t-shirts, and then laundry detergent liquid pods. And in return for the donation, attendees will get an extra raffle ticket to some of our raffle prizes that we'll have throughout the night. And some of those include stuff like tech gadgets, we'll have online learning subscriptions, free classes to some of our partner organizations that'll be there, just some like really cool stuff. But I think the overarching message of that is like, it's really essential that we're also supporting our local community. So I think this is a cool initiative that we're doing this year.
Yeah, I was asking Julia if there's a limit to the amount of raffle tickets.
Yeah, and I was like, you know what, we'll probably have to figure out the details on that, because I don't even think we thought about it. People would be bringing in like 10 shirts, yeah. Like, hey, let me get my towel.
I was totally planning on doing that, not to ruin my strategy, yeah. But
yeah, exactly.
I want everybody to bring their A game, so I'm going to bring my A-plus game.
No, that's awesome. Yeah, and so we're going to be running some campaigns and stuff about that, just to help build some awareness about Thrive DC, and then also that they're going to be partners with us at the event. Another thing we're looking to do is just help make networking a little bit more identifiable and easier than ever. So with that, we're planning to create some name tags that are a little more sophisticated. They're color-coded by discipline so that attendees can easily identify really who they want to target or go talk to. So it might be something where like the designers are all have green ones and recruiters have yellow or whatever the color scheme is. But again, just so breaking the ice is a little bit easier. And then you can also, if you're really looking to speak with someone in a specific discipline, it's really easy to find them there. We just thought that would be helpful from some of the feedback also we've got at other events.
That's really awesome.
Yeah. So the last thing really is I'm running a social media countdown campaign right now where we've asked numerous agencies, organizations, and tech brand ambassadors to post, which you'll see over the course of now, I think, 38 days. And Mandy, you actually were on as one of our spots.
I was day 47.
Yeah. Thank you so much. So we started day 55 and, it's been fun. So the concept is really to create a buzz about the event, get people talking, asking questions, just to kind of create that dialogue. It also is to really showcase the diversity of both roles, genders, and ethnicities that will be at the event and also that just make up the greater scheme of tech. Because as you can see, graphic designer versus developer versus data analyst, you know, the list goes on. That there's no really like one size fits all as we've been talking about. And Tech the Halls is really a celebration of all things tech, bringing together a number of organizations who are interested in promoting innovation, inclusion, and diversity. So we're hoping the campaign will also just encourage more individuals to participate. And I would definitely encourage you to check them out. So it's on Instagram and Twitter, and you can find us using hashtag TTH17. But it's been fun. And like, I love seeing people's feedback and comments and stuff on everyone's different posts. So it's been pretty cool.
Yeah, that was awesome. I did it during EllaConf in Philadelphia during the conference, and everyone's like, what are you doing? And I was talking about it, and they're like, that's really cool. And I actually met a couple of people who work at ISL that were at EllaConf, and I was like, oh, really? Like, are you going? I was like, you're going to Tech the Halls, right? And they're like, of course.
Yeah, that's so cool.
So just even meeting connections like in Philadelphia, even though, you know, you're specifically targeting like the DMV area, like, so who are some of the sponsors and why is it important to sponsor Tech the Halls?
Yeah, so we've gotten some great sponsors already. I think Deloitte is one of the top sponsors that we have thus far. But really sponsoring Tech the Halls is just an awesome opportunity to expand your brand's reach. You can expose your brand to members of DC's really vibrant active technology community. You reach over 8,000 technologists across the whole Mid-Atlantic area. It's a great place to get access to and recruit from a diverse and highly educated talent pool from some of the hottest tech fields. As I mentioned, our tech attendees represent, you know, a number of different disciplines and whatnot. They also come from every sector, Fortune 500, startups, nonprofit, government agencies. And then, you know, also just if you're looking for someone in a specific role or whatnot, I'm guaranteeing you, you're going to find them at Tech the Halls. So I think you can also come and find your next great hire, or if you're in a position where you're looking for a job, vice versa. Great opportunity for both. So really, I think sponsoring the event is just an awesome opportunity for that, like brand exposure to your direct target market.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even I'm not sponsoring monetarily, but Greater Than Code, I mean, we're doing these interviews to help spread the word. And, you know, just being a community partner by doing that, like, it makes me feel so awesome. And people are like, oh, Greater Than Code, like, we're going to listen to that podcast. And I'm like, sweet, like,
yeah.
So it works out for everybody.
No, totally. And that's one of the awesome benefits. Like meeting you at Coder, I was like, oh my gosh, this is a perfect opportunity for you to come down and partner with us. Because just like you're saying, I mean, you're going to get so much more brand exposure. You're going to have people that will probably be inviting you to other events and just like spreading the name of Greater Than Code, you know, more so than you wouldn't even have realized just based on the fact that you're there and you're doing these podcasts, which are also just gaining exposure at the same time. So I think it's a really cool benefit for both parties involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's been quite the ride. And I am so glad that I've been fortunate enough to put myself out there and meet women like you and people who are just so accepting, because I'm not like this. Like, I want to stay at home in my house where I'm comfortable. I'm totally like not the person that like goes out and like puts myself out there. But after doing it a couple times, especially like, you know, in places like DC and at CoderConf and ElloConf and all these other places, like, I'm like, okay, it's not so bad. These people are so nice and it's not as scary. So if you're just starting out and you're like scared, do it. Do it anyway.
Yeah, I cannot agree more. Like, I totally, it's the place to just come out, get out of your comfort zone. And I think that you'll be totally happy that you did.
Yeah. So we'll end the interview with this one question. Why is Tech the Halls the must-attend tech holiday party of the season?
Tech the Halls is definitely provides a one-stop shop for networking with a host of tech and startup organizations, individuals, and companies that are looking to recruit and foster inclusion, innovation, and tech in the district. Just to name a few that we already have signed up for this year, you can expect to meet with UXPA DC, SDC WDC, Web Content Mavens, Digital District, Color of Tech, DMV Startup, Women in Tech Campaign, Hear Me Code, Greater Than Code, Black Female Founders, iStrategy Labs, Deloitte, and so many others. Tech the Halls really just provides an amazing opportunity to kick back, enjoy the holiday fun, and network in a fun atmosphere where relationships are built organically. So I am definitely excited for everyone that comes out and to meet them. And I'm really excited that you're going to be joining us with Greater Than Code, Mandy. So, yeah, thank you so much. Like, I really appreciate being able to even spend this time just talking to you a little bit more about the event.
No problem. I mean, this sounds like it's going to be a party. Like, all the people that are coming, like, I better put my party pants on.
It's a great time, I'm not going to lie. And on top of that, we have an awesome DJ, DJ Clint Matthews. We have some amazing food. We'll have fun stuff like the photo booth, just like the regular holiday fun stuff. But yeah, overall, it's an awesome like tech event that just brings together a really great group of people.
Awesome. Well, I will expect to see you. I'm going to grab you and get in the photo booth.
All right. Sounds good. I'll see you there.
All right. Thanks, Nicole.